At Commodity Classic, I'm visiting with Dr. Fred Belo. And Fred, it is so great to see you here. I'm not sure what the statistics will show, but I'm going to try to find out. You had a session here, which I think might be one of the highest attended Learning Center sessions. This is titled, The Six Secrets of Soybeans Revealed, Improving Management Practices for High-Yield Soybean Production. Certainly, we've got a history of seeing some of your work on the corn area, but this is new.
Yeah, well, you know, Chuck, we grow corn and soybean, and so the best scenario would be to have a high-yield corn and soybean system. And to be quite honest, I was shocked at what the interest in trying to improve soybean yield was by the attendance of the session.
So let's just a little background here. The reason to come out with the six secrets.
Well, I've been trying to grow high-yield corn my whole career, but I certainly know that corn is benefited by soybean as the previous crop. And, ultimately, we were approached by the Illinois Soybean Association, and they said, we'd really like to try some of the same approaches you're looking at with corn for soybean, and hence the six secrets of soybean success.
Well, not to reveal all the secrets here or anything, but to tease people a little bit, what are some of the agronomic types of advice that you would give to farmers to help make this happen?
Yeah, well, one thing I think with soybean, Chuck, is that fertility is widely overlooked. And that's overlooked for a couple of reasons. First of all, soybean gets some of its nitrogen from the atmosphere, via biological fixation by the nodules. And the key phrase is some, gets about half. I think what a lot of growers don't realize is that for every bushel of soybean, you actually remove a pound of nitrogen from the soil. And we used to think it was the other way around, but it's actually the opposite. So, we tend to not think about soybean fertilization because of the nodules. And when we do fertilize soybean, what we do is we think we put two years' worth of fertilizer ahead on the corn, and then we don't realize what the corn's taken up, and we don't realize what the soybean needs. And then a sort of a common misnomer in soybean fertility is that potassium is the key element. And that's because there's so much higher concentration of potassium in soybean seed than corn. But what we see when we look at a sort of a fertilizer balance between corn and soybean, that a key limiting element is phosphorus. We're actually mining the soil for phosphorus the way we're fertilizing it and with the yields we're producing. So fertility, widely overlooked in soybean.
Well, I'll tell you what, we hear a lot about the benefits and of being very wise in terms of your nutrient management today. This sounds like, it's just bearing fruit in the soybean world.
Well, it is, we've been using the soybean crop as a scavenger, and I'm as guilty as the next guy about this. I don't do anything to soybean, and I'm happy with my 40-bushel yield, but I'm actually shooting myself in the foot by not managing it. There's a lot of low-hanging fruit that can be realized by, fairly basic crop management of soybean, and just like with corn, it starts with base fertility.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was a great presentation. We don't want to recreate it right here, but we will tell people if you have an opportunity to see Fred at an event somewhere and you see the six secrets of soybeans revealed, it'll be well worth your time. Thank you very much, Fred Belo. Visiting here at this year's Commodity Classic, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.